Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, Mama, I'm in fear for my life from the long arm of the law.
Got miles to go before we sleep.
Lawman is putting an end to my running, and I'm so far from my
home. We will not go gently. We're going to unleash hell here in December.
Oh, Mama, I can hear you a-crying. You're so scared and all alone.
Hey, somebody fix this guy's buckle.
Hey,
so he can play football.
He's coming down from the gallows, and I don't have very long.
We
about time that we hear that song again, Renegade. It sticks. It's not football season, but it feels like it because the NFL draft is here. It's going on now, and the Pittsburgh Steelers are possibly about to pick in the next 10 minutes or so. We're not quite sure. Welcome once again to the Steelers' Final Score. It's a special NFL 2018 draft edition. With me, as always, is Tony the Fail from behind the steel curtain. I'm Brian Anthony Davis, and I tell you what, I am pumped, my friends. Draft night for me is like my birthday, Christmas, and the first time I ever saw a woman naked, all wrapped up in one. I love this night. I have more excitement than Joey Buttafuoco in Azuba's friends and family sale. Anthony the Fail, what's going on, my friend?
Hey, how's it going? Good to be with you again, Brian. This is pretty crazy. I don't think the Steelers are certainly not going to go linebacker. I think we can all agree on that.
Well, they could go linebacker, outside linebacker, or
there's so many
things they could do right now. I'm bummed. I wanted Rashawn Evans.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
Or LVE. But you could see it coming. All the mocks were saying the Tennessee wanted him. They obviously traded up for him. I thought maybe he'd go to Cincinnati, possibly. But they wanted to go another way. We have so much to talk about. But what we're going to do is we're going to watch this pick together, and we're going to urge you to call in, too. Hey, join us live. This is draft night. So we could celebrate the pick. We could complain about the pick. We could do whatever you want. But know that the guys that fell out of Pittsburgh's range that are already gone, nothing you can do about it. So where are they going to go now, Tony? But before we do that, let's pay some bills here. As always, give us a call. You know what to do, 347-850-8581. Now, the show, as always, is brought to you by Frank Walker Law. You know Frank, one of the top trial attorneys in Western Pennsylvania and West Virginia, home to one of the top 100 ranked trial attorneys in Frank Walker. I'm so draft crazy right now. I'm messing this all up, Tony. For his PA office, call 412-212-3878. Or to reach his West Virginia office, you could dial that 304 area code, 712-2089. You should also check out his website, frankwalkerlaw.com, to see how he can help you in your time of need. Frank Walker Law, real talk, real experience, real results. Tony, what's your knee-jerk reaction so far from this draft?
For a Steelers perspective or just overall?
You know, overall, let's start at the top. Baker Mayfield going to the Browns. What do you think?
I'm kind of shocked. If I were the Browns and I was going quarterback number one, first of all, I would have went Barkley number one, and I would have. I think you could have gotten Mayfield there at four, but I would.
You took the words out of my mouth. I've already written that.
Yeah, I mean, I love Barkley, and I love
agree.
Josh Rosen. I think Josh Rosen's going to be the best quarterback in this draft. My personal opinion. I'm not an expert. just from watching him all last season, I think he has that it factor. He checks enough things off the you know like they say, checking off the boxes. I think he's going to be a great quarterback. But anyway, if I'm gonna go quarterback, I would have went Rosen or Darnold number one overall. But that's just me.
I agree with you. That scenario that you just said. Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what they could have done, but they are the Cleveland Browns. Then at four,
right,
they have a chance to get Chubb, and they don't do it, and they get Denzel Ward. Hey, that's a guy that's not ripping Ben Roethlisberger's face off next year. And
yeah.
I would much rather see Antonio Brown match up with Ward than see Chubb kill our quarterback. But the pick is in for the Seattle Seahawks right ahead of us. Lots of stuff possible going on, so we're going to get this pick in a second. But one thing that I want to talk to you about is, where do the Steelers go right here? There's a number of things they could do. Me, I'm thinking they hope the Giants call them and move down to the second pick at this point in the second round. That, I think, would be the best-case scenario. But there's other ways they can go on defense. They could go safety. They could go outside linebacker with Harold Landry from Boston College. But let's stop right here and get the Seahawks selection. Wow. Rashad Penny, running back from San Diego State. He's 5'11", 220. I'm not that familiar with this guy because I know more of Sony Michel and, of course, Darius Geis in this area. So, wow. But he's had eight kick return TDs. So it looks like Seattle knows a lot more than I do, and I'm sure they do. I mean, unless you think I'm smarter than Pete Carroll, Tony.
Well, I think you're definitely you're close. I know that because Pete Carroll after all. that play in the Super Bowl a few years ago. I'm still scratching my head over that, but Geis, from a lot of the big boards I saw, Geis was like a top 10 overall prospect. So yeah, I mean, if he's still there, but you know, like
yeah,
you said, they know more than we do.
So we know what the Seahawks have done. The Pittsburgh Steelers are on the clock. Do they do a big screw you to Le'Veon Bell and take Darius Geis here? Do they go ahead and go outside linebacker with a guy like Harold Landry? Do they go Justin Reed, who, you know, some think that he can fall down to them, the safety from Stanford, fall down to them in the second round? Or do they trade out? What's your gut? There's 6 minutes and 37 seconds left.
Well, I mean, as far as value at this point, it's either Landry or Geis. I mean, they're definitely probably the two best players. I mean, I don't know if you agree, but they're probably the two best players left at this position. If you're going number one need that's left, as far as what the value that's left, it would be the safety, because that's after inside linebacker, probably safety might be their next biggest need as far as the immediate future, after Morgan Burnett. And you still don't know about Sean Davis, and Morgan Burnett is still in his prime, but he's 29 years old. So as far as what's left and as far as what they need right now, then yeah, definitely safety. But my gut reaction is they're going to go with the running back, like we talked about a couple of days ago. I think it's going to be they're not going to sign Le'Veon Bell again. I mean, they're not going to re-sign him to a new deal, so he's probably gone after this year, at the very least, and there's your running back of the future.
I agree with you. Now, here's a wild card. Let me throw something into the mix. Now, I'm not advocating this, but do they go wide receiver here and replace Martavis Bryant? I think that would be crazy, but I've heard some people actually throw that out on Twitter. What do you think about that?
I got a text from my brother who has like a Steeler insider with him. I'm sorry. He said that some safety out of Virginia Tech is going to be the pick. I don't even know who that is, but sorry. Could you repeat the question again?
Well, I mean, do you think a wide receiver would be, I think it would be a crazy stretch, a wide receiver
in the
first round. Sutton is there from SMU.
Yeah, and I saw him rated as the best wide receiver in the draft by a lot of people. So, I mean, with Bryant gone now for the 79th pick, I mean, that's huge right there. I don't even know after Antonio and Juju, I mean, who's your number three receiver next year? So,
well, you
I mean,
know
it,
what?
That might be a possibility.
You know, Justin Hunter never got a chance last year, and he's got the size to go ahead and fill in for a guy like Martavis Bryant. Look, just like you said about Bell, you're not going to see him. They're not going to put any resources in Martavis Bryant. So, and I don't think you were going to get anything higher than a third. I expected a fourth or a fifth for Martavis Bryant. So, you know, getting the 79th pick in the draft in the third round, what is that? 15th in the third round? So, you know,
yeah.
Not too bad. Oh, the pick is in. So I'm going to actually turn up the sound here, and as we anticipate, but so there is not a trade. A trade has not been made, and the Pittsburgh Steelers are making a pick. So we are going to see it live together. So the Bears and Raiders, they're saying right now, are trying to trade back into the first round.
Yeah.
But it doesn't seem that – but they're making a pick.
If you know the safety named Edmonds out of Virginia, that's who my brother's predicting. So there you go. He's my Adam Schefter.
Oh, it's going to be Shazier. Wow, Shazier is going to make this pick. Okay, this is beautiful.
It is.
This is the first I've seen him walk. That. How can't you be on your feet? I tell you what, I'm on my feet, Tony. I mean, that's just absolutely amazing.
It is awesome. Look at that. I don't know if you.
I mean,
yeah, look at that.
There's
wow.
There's the smile. There's the smile. There you go.
Yeah.
This I had no clue this was happening.
First the Bryant trade, now this. This is just too much to take for one night.
Your kid. Well, your brother's right. They took Tremaine Edmonds' brother.
Wow.
Is who they took.
I mean, you're ahead of me, apparently, because I'm still watching him walk to the state. Yeah.
Okay.
It's
not sexy.
Nope.
I didn't really see him as a first rounder. So 14 pass breakups, 6 interceptions in his career. You know, definitely not a sexy pick.
That's yeah.
But wow, your brother is an insider.
Yeah, he told me earlier today that he predicted the Martavis Bryant trade. I'm like, you're crazy, and it turned out to be true.
So, yeah, okay, I didn't really see him on their board at all.
I never even heard of him, to be honest with you.
Well, it's Tremaine's brother.
Yeah.
I
mean, he wasn't any of the names that I heard.
Are they twins? are they twins? If I'm not, I mean,
yeah.
He's a third-team All-ACC selection. You know, kind of... Yeah, I'm not sure what they're saying on the draft thread. It's just that's just okay to me. I mean, but I just got a text that said 3 letters WTF. so there you go. Now, I am going to – I'll actually say this. go back in time 4 years, I remember being so incensed that the Steelers picked Ryan Shazier 4 years ago. And right away, it didn't take me long to admit that I was completely wrong on that. I just didn't like that pick then, and I loved it right away. So hopefully this is the same situation. Hopefully this guy's a good player. I mean, he's a safety. I think this is a guy, if I'm not mistaken, and I didn't scout this guy too much, but I think he's a guy that can also play at linebacker. That's one of those safeties that comes up. I didn't see this one coming.
No, no, totally out of left field for me. I mean, but the thing about Ryan Shazier is he might have came out of nowhere as far as what the Steelers' needs were at that moment. But he was definitely a top prospect. I never this guy.
Oh yeah. I don't think this compares. But he's box safety, dime linebacker. They say he matches well with tight ends. Big and explosive athlete, and I'm just regurgitating what I'm reading on the screen of the NFL Network. Watching highlights now, I mean, he's definitely physical.
Yeah.
The highlights I'm seeing right now, he's definitely a physical player. I mean, you know, there you go. And plus, William Gay's gone, so his number 22 is available. So there goes my prediction article for numbers. sorry, I'm just not excited about this.
And, but what does it say about Sean Davis? I mean, you don't draft a guy in the first round if you don't plan on starting him sooner rather than later. So what does it say about the Morgan Burnett signing? I mean, you signed him for 3 years. I mean, are you planning on booting him out the door in a year or so? I mean, I don't know what this means. I mean, they've addressed their secondary beyond my wildest dreams. Because a few years ago, I was pretty angry that they weren't addressing their secondary. Now they've spent so many high picks on that unit that if they don't produce something, a great pass defense now, it's hopeless.
That's that. You know, that's definitely out of left field. I mean, Gary Coleman started a 1979 TV movie called The Kid from Left Field, and where he became the manager of the San Diego Padres. That's more believable than this pick for me. But, you know, keep on talking about wanting a safety, needing a safety. But you're right. What does this say about Sean Davis? So that means they don't believe in him.
Yeah, it has to.
So the Jacksonville Jaguars just added to their stack defense with a defensive tackle, Taven Bryan from Florida. He's joining a stacked unit there. That's going to be an even tougher group to penetrate. So what do we know, Tony? We know this. We know that they did not challenge Le'Veon Bell, which we kind of figured. We both agreed with that earlier in the week in the article that Jeff Hartman ran today on our predictions. The other predictions, one was Mike Frazier took he took Justin Reed. A couple people took I think Nick Miller took Justin Reed, and Mike took Rashawn Evans. I just really didn't see this coming. I keep repeating myself there. If you want to call in, if you want to join us and talk about this pick, you know what to do, 347-850-8581. Let me turn things around and just say welcome to Terrell Edmonds to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Even though we're here shaking our head about this pick. You're on our team now. You're a Pittsburgh Steeler, and we'll cheer for you. So do your job and prove us wrong at this point. I mean, that's the best thing that I could possibly say about this pick. I like the way that he spoke to Deion Sanders just now. He seems to be like he's an intelligent player. He seems like he's a physical player. Who knows? We might have something. We just, when we watch the draft, we want sexier. And this just was not a sexy pick. I thought Harold Landry, I mean, gosh, you guys have people at safety. Harold Landry is just a devastating outside linebacker. I figured he would have been the way to go. Wow. To quote Steve Martin from the great 1988 movie Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, wow, all I can say is wow. I mean, I've got nothing else on that.
That's a good movie.
You know,
that's
a favorite.
That's a good reference. I like that, yeah.
You know, that's a favorite movie of mine.
Yeah.
That's an absolute favorite of mine. So let's backtrack now. We talked about the Cleveland Browns. We briefly talked about the Cincinnati Bengals taking Billy Price. Look, they wanted Frank Ragnow. He went the pick before. They definitely have just devastation on that offensive line. So they took a unanimous All-American selection out of Ohio State for the offensive line. That's something that's going to help them, but it's not something that seems devastating as far as them getting a future inside linebacker like Rashawn Evans. It doesn't seem like somebody that's going to wreak havoc on the Steelers. So as an enemy of the Cincinnati Bengals, I think that's a I'm pleased with that pick. So the Vikings went Mike Hughes, a corner. That would have been a better pick. I could have seen that a little more too. You know, I was kind of expecting them if you had a top corner on the board, definitely moving Sutton. So it doesn't look like Sutton's not moving to safety now. So it seems like the Steelers know exactly where they want to go in the defensive backfield. With that being said, we have a call, and it's a number that I recognize. It's a 724 number.
Pittsburgh.
So we're going to go ahead. Yes, and we just dropped it. The call just dropped, but it's actually somebody I know very well. So let's go ahead and see if Mike calls back. But I can tell you that he is one of my – I've got many WTFs now coming across my text line. I'm just going to say what you and I just said. They know a whole lot more than we do. So that there it is. Now, here's something interesting as we watch in the draft together. The Patriots are picking next. And with the Patriots picking – I think it's Lamar Jackson. I think they got their offensive lineman, and now I think they go get their quarterback right here. What's your thoughts on that, Tony?
Well, I mean, with the whole Jimmy G thing, they kept him around for how many years, and they had to get rid of him because Tom Brady refused to retire. So they have to start over as far as a quarterback in the future. So, yeah, that would make sense because you figure Brady, he can't play more than a couple more years. And if you get a first-round quarterback, he's going to be around for 5 years. So you'll have a few years to really find out if he's your guy for the future. So, yeah, I can see Lamar Jackson going here to New England.
Jackson had a great quote the other day. He said, I'll be a Jimmy G. I have no problem doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wants the opportunity. He's not making waves. He's saying, hey, God, pick me. And I actually think that's gonna be coming in. two more picks left in the first round of the 2018 draft. Tell you, that's I didn't really get a chance to listen to the commentators on NFL Network because we were watching this pick live. But I got to tell you, that might be one of the more questionable picks of the first round. And in fact, possibly the most questionable pick of the first round, I mean, besides Baker Mayfield up top.
Didn't he – I mean, I know it was only a few minutes ago, but didn't somebody say wow when they made that pick? That's all you need to know, perhaps, anyway. I mean, it's all you need to know about the NFL draft is this is like the 20th year anniversary of the Peyton Manning selection, and at that time it was a coin flip between him and Ryan Leaf. So who's to say, you know, what could happen? He might be the next Troy Polamalu for all we know. Which I hope he is.
Yeah, you know,
as a Steelers fan, I hope he is.
Yeah, I just didn't see him graded. I saw him graded in the third round.
Yeah, I mean he's like Artie Burns. People were so upset about Artie Burns 2 years ago, but he was mocked at the end of the first round in a lot of mock drafts. So it made sense. They needed a corner, so for him to be the pick, you know. But this guy, I don't get it. I honestly don't get it. It's almost like they were expecting somebody else to be there, and they just panicked at the end of when their selection came around.
Yeah, I've got a buddy here that just made a comment in the background, and I think it is a very poignant comment, and I got to tell you, I'm going to bring that up right after the guy in the green jacket. It looks like Lamar Jackson just won the Masters with that green jacket that he's wearing. So my buddy Darren's here, and he just mentioned, and I'll say, I've hardly looked at him, but with his reaction, I could tell you, first and foremost, he doesn't like the pick. And I don't know many people that are loving this pick. In fact, you and I are liking it more than most of what I'm seeing. But he said maybe they're bringing him in to move him to linebacker. And, you know, I know a lot of people, Pittsburgh media, you know, hate when you talk about moving a player, but when you draft a player and you move him up, and a guy that has played linebacker in his career, and they did it with Carnell Lake, but they did it in the opposite direction. Carnell Lake was a linebacker they moved to safety. You know, and we saw Troy Polamalu a lot, you know, towards the end of his career, play in that linebacker position and all over. So maybe that's something that they're planning on doing. So, like I said, they know more than we do, and he looks more like a linebacker.
So well, I mean, that's a pretty big thing to do with the first round pick, though.
Boy! Wow! I just cut you off. The New England Patriots just went Sony Michel out of the University of Georgia as their as the 31st pick in the draft. This guy's tough. He had 16 touchdowns last season. He's been compared to an Alvin Kamara type player. He was someone that I knew a lot of people. A lot of Pittsburgh fans were hoping they could sneak him in the second round. I mean, so it looks like unless Philadelphia could be very well in play for Darius Geis. But it looks like Darius Geis has the possibility of slipping on the second day. But this is a good player. So Lamar Jackson is definitely going to slip to the second day unless somebody pulls a Teddy Bridgewater and trades at the last second to just sneak him in. And that did happen with Bridgewater. I got to tell you, Patriot fans are so annoying to look at. they're showing a whole bunch of them right now. So you add Sony Michel to Rex Burkhead, James White, and Jeremy Hill, in that backfield, and that's a typical Bill Belichick situation. It's cue my Steve Martin clip. All I can say is wow.
Well, that's unusual for him to put that much stock into a running back position.
So, I like that pick though for them. That's a really good pick, but not as fast as I thought. His 40-yard dash is a 4.54. But he's a physical, quick runner. 16 touchdowns in 2017 is pretty impressive. So here we go. We have one more pick in the first round. It's Philadelphia. I think it's going to be Darius Geis. It's definitely not going to be Lamar Jackson. They don't need any more quarterbacks in Philadelphia.
No, they're definitely set there.
So this sets up a very interesting top of the first round. Oh, Baltimore has just. Baltimore is going to take Lamar Jackson.
Wow.
They just traded. They just acquired the. I mean, it's got.
I can't believe it.
Unless they go receiver with Sutton, but I doubt it. I think they're going Lamar Jackson. I think it's got to be. So, it's definitely a smart pick for Baltimore at this spot. They acquired a bunch of, but they had a good bit of picks to begin with. So they were able to move into it. I don't know what the details of the trade are, but this is impressive. They got a tight end. And now they could conceivably transition from Joe Flacco fairly easily. Because, they've missed the playoffs four of the last 5 years. They're just not happening right now. It's not happening with Flacco anymore. And this makes the rivalry even more interesting because
it's interesting what's happened to the Ravens since they won the Super Bowl and since Flacco was noted a franchise quarterback and given all that money. I mean, they, like you said, they've only made the playoffs once since then. So, I mean, he basically got all he could get out of one playoff run, and they haven't been able to repeat that success since then. So, yeah, this might be a spot for Jackson.
Lamar Jackson is a Baltimore Raven.
Oh, yeah.
So, Heisman Trophy winner. We've seen two Heisman Trophy winning quarterbacks go in the first round. And as these high-fiving fans, and he kind of looks like a waiter with that green jacket and the bow tie, and or like a busboy.
Well, I'm kind of glad as a Steeler fan that they didn't find anybody that could help them next year. So, one way that's good.
So that's the thing. This keeps – well, they did, but not here. Hayden Hurst is a stud.
Yeah.
And now, did you see the little blurb? He was a Pittsburgh Pirate washout as a pitcher, Hayden Hurst.
Yeah, they were talking about that I didn't realize that when it was going on, but they talked about that when they drafted him. Yeah, that's another good thing if you're a Steeler fan because he's a Pirates failure and that should bode well for his football career.
Yeah, but then again, the Patriots killed us with a Penn State lacrosse player too.
That's a good point. Very good point. Very good point. I didn't think about that. So I kind of erased it from my memory.
That's wow. I tell you what, as this first round has just wrapped up, if the NFL wanted drama, they got some drama out of this draft. I mean, tons of trades in the first round. It didn't seem like the trades were going to happen. And then Baltimore, I think Baltimore was in, 90% of the trades they were involved.
Yeah, they were multiple times, yeah.
So what was that, 3 or 4 trades in the first round for the Baltimore Ravens?
Yeah.
I gotta tell you what a crazy draft. So let's just go ahead and let's throw out some grades here. Let's start first. We're gonna save the Steelers for last. Let's start first. Cleveland Browns, 2 picks. The first pick being the first pick of the overall in the draft, Baker Mayfield, the quarterback out of Oklahoma, and their second pick. At number 4, Ohio State kid, undersized corner, but a very electrifying corner that runs a 4.35, Denzel Ward. So let's go ahead and throw a grade on that, Tony DeFeo.
Well, he was a tough corner in the draft, so I would give them an A for that. I would have, but I don't think he was the best player left for them to pick. I think they could have went with Chubb there, but. I'll definitely give him an A for the pick because I think he's definitely – I mean, he's – with him with Peppers and Miles Garrett, I think – or not Miles Garrett. Is it Miles Garrett?
Miles Garrett last year, number one overall.
Yeah, yeah.
Miles Garrett, yep.
Yeah, they're really stockpiling some high-end talent on the defense. So, yeah, I think that could be something to look out for next year. So I'd definitely give him an A for that pick.
So both picks combined, are you giving them? Are you giving the Cleveland Browns an A for both picks combined?
Oh, definitely not. I would definitely drop that down to like a B minus because I think Mayfield was at least the third best quarterback, and they drafted him number one. So whatever.
Because here's the thing, they have a budding defense to begin with. They have more picks. They have a ton of picks in this draft. I think you go ahead and get Saquon Barkley. Saquon Barkley is going to protect the quarterback with just his running the ball. And give the quarterback more time as far to grow, and it's not all completely on his shoulders. Everything's completely on Baker Mayfield's shoulders right here. They could have gotten Baker Mayfield if that's definitely the guy they wanted at number 4. They could have got Sam Darnold and at number 4, possibly, but I doubt it. They definitely could have got Rosen, could have got Allen, and they would have been just as fine, but they would have had Barkley with that player.
Yeah.
So I think they dropped the ball there. I'm taking Bradley Chubb, like you said, over him. So I get a safety. So that's just me. But like I said, I preface it with they know more than I know. So let's go to the 21st pick of the draft. Cincinnati Bengals. There's a lot of ways they could go, but they are devastated on the offensive line. That's a bad offensive line. And they really need to help that redheaded stepchild, the quarterback, Andy Dalton. So a center helps to do that. So Billy Price, where are you going to go ahead and put that pick if you have your red pen out?
Well, it's certainly not a sexy pick, but you really can't. I mean, if you have a quarterback in place, you have to protect him. So yeah, I would give them definitely a B+ for that pick because I think he's a pick and plug kind of player. So yeah, I would not right now. He has the torn pick.
I'm gonna agree with you.
Yeah.
You know what I like in this pick too? Let's go back to 2013 when the. Uh, Okay, I'm just seeing something. So somebody's showing, my buddy's showing me this in the background. So Pro Football Focus is saying that Terrell Edmonds missed only 5 tackles across 585 snaps in 2017. So there's more to this pick than I think I might be able to be convinced a little bit more of the validity of this pick. So I want to definitely read more into them. But back to Billy Price real quick. You know, let's go back in time to 2013. The Dallas Cowboys took a lot of crap for taking Travis Frederick to center at that point. And I'll tell you what, that 2013 draft turned out to be crap for a lot of teams in the first round. Pittsburgh included.
Oh, yeah.
But not for Dallas. Travis Frederick turned out to be a very good pick and all pro, a pro bowler. I mean, someone that's really good. So I got to give Cincinnati props for that. I usually don't. So your B+, I could even give it an A-. I think that's a decent pick. So let's go to the Baltimore Ravens right now. So their first pick, I mean, I don't even know where they ended up. Was it 25th, 27th? They were all around. It wasn't the 27th pick. It was the 25th pick. They moved up. They moved with the Titans. So with the first round, the 25th pick, they took Hayden Hurst out of South Carolina, the tight end. Yeah, I got to give that an A+.
Oh, I agree with you because, as we know, the Ravens are always in search of offense, and they're always struggling with that. And if you can land a stud like that that late in the first round, that's definitely an A+.
Yeah, I kind of thought they were going to go to Lamar Jackson in that spot, which does, like you said, does not help them this year. But trading up back into the first round to get Jackson at the end. Like you said, doesn't help them this year, but, I mean, that's a future pick, and that's a good pick for them. I like it. So I'm going to give them an A for this draft so far. The first round of the draft, yeah, I got to give them a high grade. And I hate to do that. That kills me to do that.
I'm going to agree with you. Yeah, I mean, Flacco's what? He's coming into his 11th year. And he's been struggling lately, and now you're able to land his potential heir apparent at the end of the first round, a guy who was picked by a lot of people to go to the Cardinals early in the first round. So, yeah, I mean, I give them an A for sure overall.
Okay, we are going to have your grade for the Pittsburgh Steelers in just a moment, but let's hear from Frank Walker real quick.
Smart or stupid? Those strobing lights in your rear view, that flashlight shining in your face.
License, registration, and insurance, please.
The little adventure you're about to have with this guy?
I'll need you to step out of the vehicle, please.
Okay, so you've done something stupid. Fix it with a smart move.
For DUI or criminal defense, call Frank Walker of frankwalkerlaw.com. He knows his way around a courtroom. 412-532-6805, 412-532-6805, or frankwalkerlaw.com.
Frank Walker, real talk, real results, and also real experience. Don't forget that, frankwalkerlaw.com. We have another caller, the same caller that tried to call before, 724-813. Please call back. We're going to go ahead and grab you and get your reaction to the Steeler draft. Please feel free to get your call in. With that being said, we are not behind the striped curtain, we're not behind the brown curtain, we're not behind the flock curtain or the purple curtain, we're behind the steel curtain, and we're here to talk Steelers. So without further ado, before we get to the pick, Steelers had some action earlier in the draft when it was announced that it was erroneously announced that they had the 75th pick in the draft, getting a third-rounder from the Raiders for Martavis Bryant. Now it's the 79th pick. I think that doesn't matter to me. What's your reaction on that pick, on that trade? Because, you know, that's a major part of the draft that happened in the first round and helps shape the rest of this draft. What do you think?
Well, as they say now, it was a pretty good haul to get a third round pick for Brian. He's going to be a free agent next year. He wasn't coming back, and he probably wasn't even going to be the starter over Juju. So for them to land that kind of a value pick for him, I think that's pretty exciting. But at the same time, you're wondering who is going to be the number three receiver next year. So I kind of have mixed emotions about the trade. I mean, I like the fact that they got a third round pick for him, but at the same, when you look at the depth chart, you're wondering, you know, this receiving corps that they always talk about as being one of the best in the NFL, it doesn't really look that way right now overall.
Well, you know what? I mean, I have no problem with Justin Hunter in that spot as a third. They're definitely going to – they were talking about picking a wide receiver in this draft anyways. So it's something
yeah.
that I would think that something they should do. Someone right here, I just saw something, a tweet that just came across, or now I lost it. It was something that comparing, I don't know where it was because I saw it and now it's gone, but some insider compared this pick to that of Sean Taylor. So that's a bold statement for the Pittsburgh Steelers. But back to Martavis real quick. I would say, you know, I'll give that a B-. I'm going to go ahead and say, look, they weren't going to get anything better than that. They weren't going to they're not going to keep him next year. So I know the window for the Super Bowl is now, but you know, I have no problem with them getting rid of him at this point. That's just, you know, a rental player for this year. At this point, he's gone. So go ahead and fill it with Hunter, fill it with another draft pick. I think they're going to be fine. You know, fill it for Dez Bryant. No, I'm just kidding. That's not going to happen. But that would shake some
lie.
Things up. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That would be crazy with a capital K. But so with that being said, let's go to Edmonds. And it's something, you know, I really want to go ahead and I can't wait to get off this call so I can scour and see what other people are saying, because I'm focusing more on here. But before we do that, we do have our caller back, 724-813. This is Mike from Annapolis. Mike, you're on with Tony and Brian, and I have a feeling that you're going to be fired up about this pick. So what's on your mind, my friend?
So, well, I know you well, Brian. I didn't get to listen to what you've been talking about, but my take is, I think Baltimore ruined the whole thing for us by trading their pick to Tennessee. That's the pick I wanted, and I don't understand this safety pick, to be quite honest with you.
You know, it came out of nowhere for me. I didn't see it coming. Discussing players, discussing safeties, he just really wasn't in the wheelhouse for me. But it's something that I want to go ahead and research more. But yeah, I agree with you. I could tell just by your voice that if you're grading this pick, I think a C. Or a C-minus might be generous.
And I listened to the Mike Tomlin and you know, they just interviewed them and talking about how much he played sub package football, and that he could see what he did. You know, he played free safety. So I kind of think he's thinking about who he's going to replace as, you know, like a 2 and some of the sub package football. You draft someone this high just for sub package football. I could be wrong, but I think I really think Tomlin had his hands a lot on this pick, and I could feel it when I watched them being interviewed tonight. And I hope it's not one of those things like, you know, some of the defensive backs that we've taken in the first or second round where we sort of settled on a position because we liked that position or because of, you know, like he said, he kept talking about sub package football and that he didn't have to be creative to see him, you know, in these different scenarios because he saw him at Virginia Tech. But I mean, you know, the next draft pick, that kid, I forget the cornerback's name, but you know, even someone like him, I just would have was higher on my board, but I don't know. Hopefully this turns around to be a great pick. I'm not crazy about it right now. The kid seems like a great kid, and I don't want to take anything away from his night, but we'll see, you know, to be determined.
You know what? I love that sentiment. I agree with you wholeheartedly. He definitely comes from good stock. We saw his brother go earlier in the draft, Tremaine Edmonds. His dad, Farrell Edmonds, was a tight end in the league for many years. I remember him in the 80s and 90s. You know, he comes from a football family. He seems like he's of very good character. So that's something that, you know, you got to hope that they might have made the right pick here. So it's going to be very interesting. I'm looking at Mike Mayock's best available right now, and wow, there are some big names out there right now for tomorrow. So tomorrow is going to be a very interesting draft as well. I really appreciate what you're saying there. I think this is a situation that I guess they know more than we do. And my buddy here was saying earlier that this might be a reverse Carnell Lake situation, Mike, where they go ahead and almost pretty much move him to linebacker and play him a good part of the way at linebacker. Could you see that happening?
Yeah, are you still talking to me, Brian? I guess
yes.
You are.
Yes.
Yeah, you know what? I don't know. I mean, he seems pretty big. I mean, I looked at some film that they had on Bleacher Report. I don't know exactly where it was, but he bangs. He comes down, you know, he comes down into the box and he lays the wood. There's no doubt about that. Like, this guy's a hitter. But the fact of the matter is I think he's been a DB his whole life. He has played a little sub-package football in the box closer to the line of scrimmage, but it's kind of like one of those things where could Troy Polamalu be in every down, you know, middle linebacker for you? I don't know. You know, I just think this guy – I think this guy has a little bit – much – little more height, but I don't know, Brian. You know, it might – I think definitely in sub-package football where they played William Gay – last year, he'll definitely be their middle linebacker in that. I just hope it's not short-sighted of Tomlin to see that and think I'm going to plug and play him there. I don't know. But you know, I was thinking about this for round two, and there's some really good running backs still there. You know, I know that everyone likes the LSU kid. I love Michelle from Georgia.
Oh, he's gone.
You know,
he's
I'm
gone.
Not. Is he gone? Who got Michelle?
New England Patriots.
Oh, gee, you know what? I was looking at my phone. I didn't even see the Patriots draft pick. Sorry about that. So I'm completely wrong about that.
You did see the Baltimore pick, right?
Yeah. I think it's only fitting that they took. I was glad it was them and not us. I mean, the kid seems like ultra, you know, I think he's got a lot of football talent. I don't know. I'm glad that we did not pull that trigger. You know, he could end up being good, but we'll see, you know, but I don't know, Brian, I'm torn about this pick. It's a good kid, but, we need a middle linebacker and I don't know what the depth looks like the rest of the draft.
Well, I know there's Malik Jefferson out of Texas is there. you know, there's been talk about in the fourth or fifth round of Josie Jewell, but that's just another Tyler Matakevich. So that's dirty red right there. Tony, what
right.
do you think about the depth at inside linebacker? What do you think for the next couple of rounds?
Well, I mean, they definitely have to address it. I mean, they probably wanted to address it in the first round, but I think they were counting on one of the guys being there at 28, and it just didn't happen. So now they had to scramble for their first round pick, and they picked the safety. So moving forward, you have to try to find somebody to come in and at least provide depth at that position, because Bostic and Williams are nice players, but they're just that. They're nice players. They're not playmakers. I mean, they're not great. They're never going to be Ryan Shazier. Not that any of these guys in the first round could have been him, but then again, maybe they could have. So you definitely have to bolster the depth at inside linebacker. If not the second round, definitely with one of the two third round picks.
Well, you know what? I think Malik Jefferson is definitely a guy that hopefully he can fall to them there. There's a lot of talent in the second round. There's also you never know what's going to happen there. So I'm reading this right now, and this is from NFL Network. This is on Terrell Edmonds real quick. He's a very physical football player, played him a lot in the box, almost played dime linebacker, explosive athlete. I think the key here is if he can match up with tight ends. And I had read briefly a report that, and I know I'm jumping around here, but I read a report where Edmonds matches up well with tight ends. So that could be a big consideration too. So Mike, I want to thank you for calling in. And we hope to hear more from you on the Steeler Final Score throughout the year. Hey, this is just the start of it. Huge draft night once again tomorrow, and then we have all day Saturday. Have an extra third-round pick, so tomorrow night there's going to be a possibility of three new Steelers. Who knows? They might even try to trade up to go higher in the second round. You never know what's going to happen. This has been a crazy draft. So, Mike, thank you.
Absolutely. Brian Davis for president. Goodbye.
Thank you. My running mate will be Tony DeFeo.
I don't think you want that. You want to win.
Hey, it could be the Brian Anthony and Anthony DeFeo ticket, BAD and AD. So I'm sure your platform. We'll have to talk about our platform a little bit later. But let's go back to the phones. 850. You are on the Final Score Special Draft Edition with Brian and Tony. Thanks for holding. What's going on, my friend?
You ever have a football draft?
Hello? I'm sorry, I can't hear you. I'm not sure what that was. I almost think it was an insult before it was hung up, but I'm not sure. Did you hear that caller, Tony?
I couldn't make out what he said.
I thought I heard football job, but I'm not sure. But, hey, we respect all opinions and all questions on the show. So if you have an opportunity, feel free to call back. So with that being said, let's get back to Terrell Edmonds. You know, Mike brought up some good points there. You know, I mean, obviously Tomlin and Colbert are excited about this pick. The more that I'm reading and I haven't had a chance to dig into it, maybe it's not as bad as we think. And that's just, like I said, our initial reaction. I think as fans, we want sexy. We want that big splash, but these guys scout like crazy. So they obviously see something that we don't. So as far as the pick, I'm just going to go ahead and I didn't get your grade earlier. We were discussing it, Tony. Where were you going to go grading on Edmonds?
I'm going to give him a C, because I don't think he was anywhere near the best player available as far as value. And, you know, we do want sexy, but we also want somebody that's going to come in. Because, like, Marquise Pouncey wasn't sexy. He was a center, but he filled a major
yeah.
need. And I don't know if this guy fills a major need right now. And I'm not sure. It's something like the way you guys described him. He's a sub package player. He's like, it's like he's taking what Willie Gay's place. And is that really worth the 28th pick in the draft? I don't know.
Well, you know what? I will say this. I'm going to cop out here. I'm going to give this pick an incomplete because I just don't know enough about it. But I will say that the one good thing about it is there's low expectations to start at this point, and he can only surprise us from here. So once again, welcome to Terrell Edmunds, the Pittsburgh Steelers. Hope you do well, and we'll be banking on it. So with that being said, can I have your final thoughts, Tony, on the first round of the 2018 draft, and especially where it pertains to the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Well, I mean, if you were talking about their top needs going into the draft, you were talking about inside linebacker and safety, and they definitely addressed that second biggest need, in my opinion, with safety, but did they address it with the best safety available? And I'm not so sure that they did. So, but I don't know if you read the same things I did, but so many quote-unquote anonymous team representatives said there were like 15 or 16 guys that rated as first-round picks and 30 or 50 that rated as second- and third-round picks or even, you know, or I'm sorry, second-round picks. So maybe there's more in store for us in the second round. I certainly hope
Yeah,
so.
You know what? I'm excited for the second round. I'm just over the course of this hour, I'm warming up a little bit to this pick, and I'm sure I'll warm up more. But, hey, let's go back to the phones. 850, you're on the line. Welcome, and thanks for calling back.
You ever shove a football up your ass?
You know, no, I haven't, but I do appreciate that, you know, if I ever do get an opportunity to do that, I guess I will. And I won't be answering a call from 850-203 again.
What did he ask?
Something. He wanted to know if I ever shoved a football in my posterior.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, yeah. I thought he said something about a draft.
So,
okay, never mind. I'm sorry. I asked.
So, you know, no, I haven't. But, you know, I do appreciate that. Thank you for the call. And thank you for concerning me and my backside. I appreciate you thinking about that. With that being said, that I got to tell you.
Apparently
that
was Terrell Edmunds' agent.
I believe so. I definitely believe so. and I just said I'm warming up to the pick. So, you know, lots of guys on the board for tomorrow. I'm excited. You know, hey, hope springs eternal. Here, Jeff Hartman said that to me this morning when I was talking about how excited I am for this draft. I got to tell you, I'm going to read more about this pick. And I got to tell you, we write a column called Knee Jerk Reactions, and I'm getting ready to publish knee-jerk reactions from the first round when we get off this call. And the true spirit of a knee-jerk reaction is having a reaction without getting an opportunity to analyze it. I think the knee-jerk reaction of all of Steeler Nation over this pick was, oh, what? I mean, that's basically what it was. And we originally didn't like it. Now I want to learn more about it and come back here. And I definitely want to say the words, I was wrong. So that's what I'm looking at. I'm looking towards tomorrow night, looking forward towards tomorrow night they pick at 79, and they also pick, if I'm not mistaken, at what would it be, 56? Is that where the second pick is?
Yeah, because 28? Yeah, 56.
Yeah, so let's look at a guy like Malik Jefferson tomorrow from University of Texas, inside linebacker. That would be an interesting way to go. I would think the safeties like Justin Reed are going to be really no probably not looking towards a safety. But there's another guy, Darius Leonard, out of South Carolina State. If you're familiar with South Carolina State, that's where the gravedigger, Javon Hargrave, or Jay Wobble,
right.
is, as you know him, where he came from. And he's a guy that I've seen, an inside linebacker that I've seen some low seconds and third round grades on. So there are tons of guys out there. There's a Gesicki out of Penn State, a tight end. That could be a possibility. There are some corners out there. Duke Dawson's a name that has come up. So, you know, I'm telling you, this is definitely going to be an exciting second round. There's going to be some movement tomorrow, too. So I'm definitely looking forward to this draft tomorrow night. And so I'm going to thank you for coming in the Behind the Steel Curtain and in the off season. I know neither one of us are in off season shape, but I think I think you really were a shining star tonight, Tony DeFeo. So thank you very much.
You too, Brian.
All right. For Frank Walker Law, for Behind the Steel Curtain, and for Tony DeFeo, I'm Brian Anthony Davis. We thank you for joining us for the draft, and we want to welcome to Steeler Nation from Virginia Tech, Terrell Edmonds. Thank you very much. We'll talk to you soon. Good night, everybody.